Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times the amount of money you currently have. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit matchup to $100 today. Hour number two of a three-hour show this flashback, funky flashback Friday. We got Nancy Lieberman, head coach of the Big Threes
Nancy,
team. Power,
Nancy, one of my favorite people,
and a Basketball
people,
Hall of Famer. She will join us at the bottom of the hour.
Did you work with Nancy?
Yes, worked with her at ESPN.
Yeah.
Very good person. Haven't talked to her in years since then. But really liked her. Just seemed really nice.
Yeah, she was in Detroit, was the coach of the Shock, and used to be on the radio. We played a one-on-one game once at the Pistons practice facility. Used to have fun back and forth about the WNBA.
Finish, talk about the game.
Chris, we don't have time.
Don't just throw that out there.
We don't have time
for
that.
You brought it up.
We don't have time for that.
You want me to tell it?
No, we don't have time for that.
She spanked you 11-1.
We don't have time for that.
Is that what it was?
That wasn't the score. No, I scored.
What was it? 12-1?
No, it wasn't that. But she made her shots. She made it. Was close. I scored like three of the first four baskets, and then the rains came. She started raining threes.
15-4.
Something like that.
To three or whatever. All right.
I did muscle her the first time in the paint. I would just went. I got the picture to prove it. You know?
Oh.
And she would just kept she kept yelling, "There's a mouse in the house." And I was like looking around saying, "She talking to me?" Okay.
Was she really saying
no,
that?
No. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Look at Rob bragging about posting up a
what? Oh, she's a Hall of Famer. Chris, are you trying to poo-poo her Hall of Fame?
No.
So what?
She's
a Hall of Fame basketball player.
She is a Hall of Famer, yes.
She used to play at Rucker Park with the guys, Nancy.
Yes.
Don't poo-poo her New York roots playing with the guys. That's how she got tough.
Yeah, I know.
She just couldn't handle my inside game. That's all.
Yeah, all right. let's stop this.
Okay.
Before it goes somewhere.
All right, Craig.
All right, Rob, last night, look, it was going on during the game last night, during the show, I should say. Justin Fields was leading Chicago to what would become a 40-20 win over a decent Washington Commanders team.
Nobody saw that coming, Chris.
No, nobody.
I don't care what anybody says.
We all gave Denver flack for only beating Chicago 31-28, but maybe the Bears are starting to put it together. And Washington, look, their defense has been bad all year, so maybe, you know, they're just playing well against bad teams. But give them credit. They got their win. They broke their 14-game losing streak. And for the purposes of this conversation, I think most people, Rob, because everybody's like, okay, what does the future hold for the Bears? Do they have their quarterback? And that would be, of course, Justin Fields, Rob. Last night, 15 for 29, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Did you see enough last night to tell you that this is their guy? Like, this is your quarterback, Chicago. Now just build around him properly, and eventually you might be able to make some noise.
No. But it doesn't mean that I don't think he can't play. I'm not saying that. I just need more. The sample size, Chris, unfortunately, if you want to be honest and look at sample size, we got way more bad sample size than good. Yep. So that, I mean, I have to look at that. And I know of late, the last two games, Denver's bad, and they came back against, you know, got a big spanking on Washington. So those are all positive stuff, but I just need to see more.
Two bad defenses.
Yeah, I couldn't commit to either one, right? They got blew out by Buffalo, didn't they?
Blown out.
They got blowed out. That's what they say in the barbershop.
They got blowed out.
They got blowed out. You know? You heard that in the barbershop.
Yes.
They got blowed out.
But I look, my thing, Rob, is that I do want to see more, as you said, because, look, people might say last year Justin Fields had some moments, and he had a lot of moments running the football. What is different now is these last two games, when he's had 4 touchdowns in each of the last two games, only 1 interception in those games, it's been passing the ball. And that's what I like. Now, again, to your point, I need to see more of it before I'm ready to
we
say,
we said that
okay,
about Kyler Murray.
Guy.
Don't you remember? And Chris, you remember?
Murray had a lot more.
A lot more good tape than bad.
His first 2 years, I think he was a Pro Bowler both years.
Right. And we still were like, I wouldn't give him the deal
not,
yet.
Not
I need to.
Him.
Right.
Yep.
You remember that? I mean, we were.
Absolutely.
We were like, I need just a little bit more. Can we see one more season?
And I do think teams are learning, right? I don't expect Chicago to pay him. Why would you? Why? I mean, we're a long ways from the end of the season, but so let's see it play out. But there's no reason at this point to give him the huge bag and make him your quarterback for the next 6 years. And so I liked what I've seen the last 2 years.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, I'm sorry. Remember, he only completed 15 to 29 passes. So it's not like he was just dropping dimes left and right. Now, he was good. He threw some nice deep balls and things like that. But his accuracy, which has been an issue, was a problem last night as well. Rob, 3 of their 5 games, he's completed less than 56% of his passes.
Right. And nowadays, Chris, people are doing 70 on regular.
Oh, yeah.
Like 70.
Because, you know, they're dinking and dunking and they can't get hit. And, you know, it's just a passer's game now, and you're right. And so I want to see it a little longer. And, Rob, I will say this because I've heard people say it and sometimes I've thought it as well and maybe said it. You look at a Justin Fields. You look at a Daniel Jones. You look at a Zach Wilson, Rob. And there are many others. And a lot of times people will give them a pass because, oh, they got a terrible offensive line.
Right.
Oh, they don't have any great receivers. Oh, they got a defensive head coach. Oh, they're not calling plays to fit their skill set. And then, Rob, I look at a guy like C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is the worst enemy of that logic. Because C.J. Stroud, who you know, Rob, I liked him the best out of all the quarterbacks
in college
in this draft. Now, right. I didn't not like Bryce Young, but I liked C.J. Stroud
more. Was he too small for you, Bryce Young?
Well,
I
got questions, but I didn't go all the way to say, no, he's too small, don't draft him. You know, he can't be good. But one thing I did like about Stroud was that he was bigger, Rob. Like, he's a good-sized quarterback. And I just thought at Ohio State, he was fantastic, as were all these guys. And that's another discussion, Ohio State quarterbacks.
That just haven't panned out.
They don't pan out. This is one that looks like he might completely break that mold, Rob, because in four games, he's got the Texans at 2-2. We know they've been bad for the last few years. Rob, he's fourth in the league in yards per game. He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's obviously best in the league, TD to interception ratio. I'm sorry, he's fourth in the league in yards per game with 303. He's in the top 10 with passer rating, 100.6. The dude is playing fantastic football. He's top 5 in yards per attempt. And, Rob, his offensive line, you talk about depleted, the Giants got nothing on him. The Cowboys got nothing on him. The Jets have nothing on him. The Patriots have nothing on his offensive line. He's had like 5 offensive linemen injured. I mean, they are just, it's essentially the backup offensive lineman for the most part protecting him, and he is putting up historic numbers. This week, he might, if he doesn't throw an interception, he'll likely break the record, Rob, for most passes to start your career without an interception. He's already at number 5 right now.
Wow.
And he's like 24 away from tying Dak Prescott, believe it or not, who has that record.
And now he just throws interceptions all the time.
Well, last year he certainly did. This year he's been all right. He's only got 1. But so C.J. Stroud, Rob, what I'm starting to look at this and say, okay, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, you know, yeah, you want it to be a good situation, of course. But, Rob, the guys that are special, when you're that guy, you kind of step in there wherever you're at and you get it done. Right? Tom Brady, Rob, we know it was his 2nd year. That Patriots team won 5 games the year before he stepped in. Was 0-2 when he took over as a starter because Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they all of a sudden ran off like 11 games at least that year. And so, like, when you're that guy, Deshaun Watson in Houston turned that, you know, got them playing good football, you know, when he was in Houston before all this mess. And so a lot of times, even if it is a quote-unquote bad situation, Rob, if you're that guy, you turn it around. And if you're just a guy, then you need everything else to be right for you. And so that is something that makes me say, you know what? Let me sit back and watch Justin Fields. And let me watch him actually with a dose of skepticism and see what he does over these next several games before I crown him and say he's my quarterback going forward.
I think it's fair. I think that that's fair. And it's not because I do believe that certain guys – you just, even if it's not, Chris, even if it's not as good as it probably could be, but you still see something to make you believe that they have it. You can't always point to it. You know, it's not tangible from just, you know, looking at somebody's stats or what they're doing. You just be like, this guy can play. You know what, Chris? Maybe Trevor Lawrence was like that. You know, like they were off to that terrible start. He was like, you can't miss. You remember coming out of college.
Well,
the
whole situation with Urban Meyer.
But you felt like this guy can play, right? Like, and then
he's been a little down this year.
He was good last year. But he was really good last year.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you got to see what people
but
were.
But, yeah, he should pan out.
Could get. I just, there's just so much bad tape on Fields that I just need more. That's all. I can't endorse it yet.
There's a line of thinking out there, Rob, because everybody loves Caleb Williams out of USC, that right now Chris Canty said that this Nick Wright, my partner on First Things First, he said it, that they should trade him right now while he's hot. Trade him to Atlanta. He'd be great in Atlanta.
Or the Jets. They need a quarterback.
Jets, he'd have to likely sit a year next year behind Aaron Rodgers unless they just let Rodgers just go. But, you know, yeah, I've thought the Jets. That makes some sense to me if I was the Jets. But that they should trade him and essentially tank this year and then you draft Caleb Williams. Here's my thing, though. Rob, if they were to do that, man, you better make sure you get Caleb Williams. You better make sure you get that first pick.
Well, that's the problem, because right. If you don't get Caleb, then now what?
And they got, look, this is a good draft. There's other Drake May and Bo Nix, and there's some other, you know, there's four or five, I don't know if Shadur is coming out, but there's four or five quarterbacks people really like. But I, Rob, I can't look at any of them outside of Caleb Williams and say I definitely like them better than Justin Fields. And while I think Caleb's a sure thing, right, there pretty much is no sure thing at quarterback.
Nah,
right?
We've just seen too many
who
were outstanding in college and just didn't pan out for whatever reason. So it's not automatic.
And I think he will, but yeah.
Matt Leinart out of USC, Chris.
Vince Young?
He was supposed to be the number one pick, went back to college, and then wound up being like the 10th pick, and he didn't have a great career.
RG3?
Yep.
RG3. That 1 year, they were doing documentaries, ESPN, on him rehabbing. I mean, he was supposed to be the next big thing.
That's
so,
right. Probably cost me a job, but you know what I'm saying. That's how big he was.
But, you just got to be careful with that, because you have to make sure. And they might be able to get a trade like that done at the end of the year anyway, because they got Carolina's pick too. So they might be able to get the number one pick in a trade even at the end of the season, especially if Fields looks good the rest of the way. So we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. Simple question: is Justin Fields proven to you that he should be the Bears quarterback going forward, that he's a franchise type? Your thoughts next. I, couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the I Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit matchup to $100 today. Rob, are you still on that diet? You still on that diet, or are you back to eating normal?
No, I'm back on a diet. I'm back until...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, you were off?
No. I haven't stopped.
You've been on for a while.
Yeah, I've been on all year, Chris. I have not had any sweets, no alcohol except for a couple glasses of champagne, you know, for the Hall of Fame. That was it.
Right.
And Rob, I think I showed Rob G and Alex my scale. I'm down to 188, Chris, from 224. I lost 36 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And more
good.
To
you
go.
You weigh less than me.
Are you serious? How much you weigh?
About 195.
Yeah, I'm 188 now. On my way to 170. That's where I'm going to be.
Wow.
I'll be at 170 for the birthday party in Vegas. That's what I'll be.
Wow, that's the goal. All right.
Yep.
Good for you.
But good. You know, and then I'll have some big birthday cake.
You'll be looking very much like JJ. 6'4". What are you, 6'4"?
Dynamite.
6'4",
yes.
170.
6'4", 170. I'm going to be shredded. Dynamite! I'm going to be shredded.
Shredded. You're going to be skinny.
And then I'll be shredded. And then
Rob Parker.
So it won't look crazy when my 18-year-old girlfriend's at the birthday party. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, you could be 40 pounds and it'll look crazy.
Rob G almost threw up in his mouth. He was like, oh, God, please, Rob, don't do
877-99 on Fox. So your turn to weigh in. Justin Fields, has he convinced you he is the guy, the quarterback of the future for the Chicago Bears?
All right. Shaq in Richmond, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Shaq?
What's going on, fellas? I'm a big Nick Fields fan going back to Ohio State, but I don't think it would be fiscally responsible for them to pay him, knowing what all of the holes they got on that team. But I kind of wanted to push back on y'all about the special guys, kind of show it. That's, like, really rare. Because even Burrow, for instance, everybody gets caught up in Burrow's last year in college. But before Joe Brady got there to call plays for him, Burrow was like a seventh-round grade.
What did he do in the NFL? We're not worried about college. Well, Tom Brady didn't do nothing in college. Brock Purdy is Mr. Irrelevant. What about the NFL?
Yeah, I'm speaking more about the circumstances that they have. A lot of these guys are dependent. Like 99% of them, even.
But tell me about Burrow. What? I don't get your point about Burrow. Because Burrow went to a team that people thought was so bad he shouldn't go there, that he should hold out, and he went there, and 2 years later they in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Pretty impressive. And the offensive line wasn't any good either.
That's the other thing.
The receivers were though. The receivers were though.
Well, they drafted Jamar Chase at his behest.
Yes.
But I mean, still, you got to have time to get it to the receivers.
Yeah, but everybody's line isn't good. Like you don't. Everybody's line isn't going to be good. But you got. The defense was stingy. Zach Taylor came from McVay's tree, an offensive coach. They had T. Higgins. They had Tyler Boyd. They had Tyler.
Cincinnati was 2-14 the year before he got
with
there.
All those guys you're talking about,
right?
And
4-11 in the year he got hurt, rookie year.
And Chris, Cincinnati
4-11-1.
Cincinnati had lost 7 straight playoff games. They made the playoffs.
Right.
They used to make the playoffs. They weren't like they had never gone to the playoffs. They couldn't win.
Yeah, come on, man. You can't take it from Burrow.
Joe Burrow was that guy, Chris.
Shaq reminds me of Bruh Man.
Yeah.
Real, his tone of voice and all slow and cool, low. That's a compliment, Shaq. That ain't no insult.
That's right. Eric in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up,
Bruh Man from Martin? Remember Bruh
Man?
Yes,
I remember that. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hope you guys are having a good week as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Justin Fields has proven to me that he's a starter in the NFL.
But wait a minute. I'm going to say, okay, so you say starter. The last couple games, did that change your mind at all? I'm just asking. Tell me why not.
Because he's had a couple years now to prove to have multiple wins. And what did he lose? What, they lose 12 or 13 in a row up until
14.
Even that. See, so maybe.
So you sound like you think he's definitely not.
Ask me that again.
You sound like you think he's definitely not that guy.
I feel like he's not. I'm a Bears fan, so we've had quarterback problems for years now.
I haven't had a good quarterback, really, to be honest.
It's just not getting any better.
Not recently.
And I don't even think Caleb Williams would be the answer either. That's
so. What's the problem? I mean, how do you think it's just the organization?
I think it's the organization, some coaching. I think they need to concentrate on drafting some offensive linemen skip the quarterback process and get some linemen up there. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of these teams skip out on these quarterbacks early in the draft just because they fail. It's a waste of money.
Yeah, and so many of them do fail. But it's interesting because San Francisco, and we'll see how it plays out, but their whole approach is the opposite. You probably know that, where they said, look, let's get talent everywhere else and draft our quarterback so we have him for 5 years if we want it that long at basically no money. And that'll give us the money to build great players around him. And now you see Brock Purdy is doing that. They thought it'd be Trey Lance. Right now it's Brock Purdy. We'll see if this continues. But that's their tack, Rob. We'll see if it works.
Right.
But they took a different approach, and so far it looks good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, our next guest, head coach of the Big Threes team, Power, a Basketball Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats. We are pleased to welcome in Nancy Lieberman. Nancy, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Nancy!
What is up, fellas?
How are you?
Always great. Always great to hear your voice. You know that.
Hey, happy early birthday, right?
That's right. Coming up.
I know. It's a good number for you. You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Nancy, for real. And you look great, too. All the great stuff
Nancy
you're doing.
Nancy can't see, Rob. I'm letting y'all
no,
know.
No, Nancy.
I can see him.
Yeah,
right.
You see me every
Nancy,
day.
Nancy, slow down. All right.
I don't know about all that. I have his picture from growing up in New York.
That's right. That's right. We're talking. Unbelievable.
All right, but Nancy, great to have you on. Rob and I both work with you, of course, Rob in Detroit, me with ESPN. So I want to ask you a few basketball questions. We used to have fun working together on the shows for ESPN. So what do you, after all this trade movement with Damian Lillard going to Milwaukee and Drew Holiday going to Boston, out of those two, I assume you like one of those two in the East. Which one do you think has the upper hand, or is it somebody else?
I have to tell you, I thought it was great trades for both teams. And let's just start with the Bucks. They needed, right? They needed to accommodate Giannis because Giannis is only about winning. Okay, it's not about friendships. He loves people, but it's about winning.
Right.
And so when you get Dame, who's unbelievable, you got to give up pieces, which they did. But you got to give Brad Stevens a lot of credit because he was monitoring all this while it was going on. And, you know, you lose my friend Marcus Smart to Memphis, and now you got to come back with a defender. You know, Marcus was one of the best, you know, two-way players. He don't get enough credit, but Marcus Smart is unbelievable. And, you know, now you bring Drew there. Drew's unreal. And by the way, I mean, that guy is an unbelievable human being. So all the way around, I think it's certainly going to help Boston. You know, we'll have to see how Porzingis plays. But I'm going to go with the Bucks right now. You know, they just have a little bit of that pedigree and experience. If, you know, Chris Middleton comes back and plays well, that's a pretty darn good team right there.
Nancy, let me ask you about Denver and Jokic. I mean, last year I thought a lot of players, you know, who were on the TV discounted him, said he was a stat stuffer and he wasn't really that good and he shouldn't win another MVP. And then he went on to have a postseason to remember. Tell me, how good is he? And I like Denver. I think that that team is young and can grow even more. Like, they're now full grown.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're being 100, it was what Larry Bird went through. If you're a really, really good white player, sometimes until you prove yourself, and there's nothing wrong with proving yourself. I mean, it's easy to say, well, this guy's not that good.
Right.
Or he didn't do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you know sports, you just got to take that out and just say, you know what? The guy won a championship. He's a unicorn. I mean, we haven't seen anybody play that position, that skill he has. You remember that three he hit over Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Almost from half
win
court?
That game.
And,
yep.
And, you know, AD's kind of giggling like, shit. I mean, You know, you have to be able to give credit where credit is due. And then Murray is finally healthy. Gordon played a tremendous basketball. You know, Mike Malone's an excellent coach. You know, he's a lifer through his dad. You know that.
Yep.
From Detroit. So, you know, so the league, I thought it was great. I'm sure the league was so happy with the playing game and coming down to that, you know, last day. You want parity? You had parity.
Nancy, let me ask you, since you brought it up with the race issue, there are some great white players in the league. I mean, you can argue two of the top three or four with Jokic and Luka are the best players in the league. But if you keep going, almost all of the top white players are international.
Right, not Lowry, from the United States.
Kristaps Porzingis, like, you know, like, you don't have a dearth of white players from international countries coming over here and playing great. Why do you think that just about all of the top, well, not just about, all of the top white players in the world are from other countries? And in America, yeah, we got some good ones, Austin Reeves, Tyler Hero, but we haven't produced a white American star in a long time.
Why is that?
All right, that's a great comment. So look at how the game has changed, okay? There's no Lambeer just, you know, packing it in or, you know, shooting a standstill three from the top with the bad boys. This game has changed. The NBA is a EuroLeague. It's not the NBA, you know, your grandfather or your daddy knew. It's totally different. So these guys have grown up in their systems, whether it's in Serbia or Slovenia or Germany, you know, even the Aussies. I mean, look at Giddy, right? I mean, look what he's done with Oklahoma City. Like, everybody kind of like, you know, snickers, and then he has 30 on you.
Right.
And 12 dimes, and now you have to explain to your people what happened because it's all over TV.
Right.
And so the Euro game fits their personnel, and we have adapted to it. Now, in the States, we don't really play Euro basketball. We're trying to at the collegiate level, right? The hurry up, the spread offense, the game as we know it today that, you know, the Warriors just changed so much of the game with spreading the floor and with Steph and movement. You know, that's one of the reasons, you know, back in like 88, when John Thompson and those guys, you know, we've lost internationally even this summer. Right. It's a totally different game. And you have to look, Rob and I could guard you today if you don't move.
Right.
but players are moving.
Right.
And it's hard to guard if you've been playing your way. And now all these Euros, they're just all over the place. And you have to be locked in and you have to be on a string. And, you know, you have early offense. They're in the front court at 19 and the 24 second clock. It's a brilliant way to play basketball. It really is.
Mm. All right, Nancy, let me ask you about the Big Three, your coach of Team Power. Tell me, how many years is this now for the Big Three? Is this year four?
This is six. We just
six.
Year six. I have been there five.
Wow.
I'm super, super proud. Our team has been in the championship game three of the 6 years, and we won the title once. But it's so competitive. It's unbelievable, the guys that are playing. And, you know, in the All-Star game this year, the championship game was in London, and which was a happening out there. And in the All-Star game, Jaylen Brown played.
Wow.
That was pretty unbelievable.
Yep.
And he just loved it. And more NBA guys who I've talked to are saying, we would do that also. You know, there's the Drew League. There's, you know, Jamal Crawford's league up in Seattle. And they're like, why wouldn't I want to play and play against NBA caliber and stay in shape? So it's a very talented league. The ratings have been great. We're back in big arenas, averaging, you know, 13, 14, 15,000 a game. My hats off to Ice Cube. He's unbelievable to have him as a boss. He's a fantastic guy and hardest worker. And, you know, he's passionate about the game of basketball.
I know we're running late, but Nancy, I have to say this. I know they put a statue out in front of Old Dominion for you. I saw it. It's beautiful. What did that do for you? Just give me your thoughts, you know, of, you know what I mean? A statue. Come on. That's big time.
Rob, you're my bro for 27 or so years,
yes.
And you don't play the game to be a Hall of Famer or have a statue. You play because you love it. You have friends. You do things that make you whole. And when the game says thank you, it's an honor. When the university you played for says, you know, this is what we want to do, It's hard to express, and you know. I mean, I'm confident. I'm not a jerk. But to change the name to the street to Nancy Lieberman Pass, and to have a statue there that, you know, kids will understand the history of our program, and it hit my heart. I'm very honored and very humbled.
All right, that is the great Nancy Lieberman, and certainly that statue is well deserved.
No
Nancy.
Doubt.
We congratulate you on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And keep up the great work with the Big Three, one of the all-time great players in basketball history. So we thank you for your time, Nancy.
And Nancy.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yes, Nancy. Love you. And you know what? Tell Chris I kept it close when we played, and you beat me by 2, right? Is that what the score was?
I think it was double digits. If
22.
Right.
It was 22. Yeah, at least.
And you know what? He
I'm
wanted
sure.
to play me. He thought I was a slow white woman. Not gonna happen.
No doubt. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Nancy.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, one of the big stories entering this season, of course, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor at odds with the Indianapolis Colts because they wouldn't give him a long-term deal, has been on the injured reserve list for the last 4 games because of his ankle injury. Now he's off and he's eligible to play. Questionable for their game this weekend against Houston, but he is saying, you know, he's going to play, still wants to be traded, but he is coming back to play. Here's some sound of him.
I don't think it matters on if I'm saying I'm committed or not, because I'm here. I mean, if somebody wasn't committed, they wouldn't be here. And right now I'm here, and my number one goal is to really attack this first practice. It's been over 290 days, I believe. I mean, when you're not doing what you love, you're gonna notice it.
Rob, any thoughts?
I mean, he's in it's just a terrible spot to be in. I mean,
yeah, it
just is. I feel for him because I think that he's done all he can do. Chris, you go out and you do your job at the high level, and you're not being rewarded. I don't know where you go, and then you don't have a good union, you don't have a good CBA. Your teammates, they just accept whatever's being happening there. You know, everybody falls in line. This is why things don't change. I can sit here till I'm blue in the face. Like black people, and Chris, I'm not equating it to civil rights, but the only way you get things changed is you have to take a stance, you have to do something, you have to upset the apple cart. You know, like
Frederick Douglass says, progress or power concedes nothing without a demand.
Am I right? I mean, Chris, that's just how it is. Like,
but
like,
to your point, like now with the CBA, I mean, it's signed, it's sealed, it's delivered. He's in a tough spot. He wants out. It's fine.
It's bad.
He got nowhere to go. And he said it. You heard him say, when you're not doing what you love, he wants to play, I'm sure. And so I think he should come back and play. Will that help him get a better deal this offseason? I don't think he's going to get a great deal either way, Rob.
No, because guys who have done great, Chris, right, they don't get paid.
Yeah, you're only getting so much either way. But probably the best way to enhance his chances are to go out there and play great football. I think that's the way he can get the best deal. If he sits out under the guise of being injured. Now, Rob G, I guess if he claimed he's injured, because I don't even know that he can sit out fully, right? If he's not on the injured list.
No.
And because his contract would toll.
Yeah,
right?
The only way that it would still toll and him technically sit out is if he comes back, he's active, he plays for at least one game, and he re-aggravates it. Or
if
says
he got hurt again, yeah, exactly. Then he could become a free agent in the summer.
Because he return to play.
Right. But so he needs to at least play a game. But, you know, I think he just got to go out there and play the best he can. Hopefully he plays well. Zach Moss been playing great in his stead. He's run for almost 100 yards a game for Indianapolis. And that's one of the challenges. There's so many running backs out there doing damage. Look at Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City, a seventh-round pick, took Clyde Edwards-Helaire's spot. Edwards-Helaire was a number one pick. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. We got an hour left on this funky flashback Friday. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.